Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
Amen. Amen. But this month, all this month, we will study about faith. Faith is very important. Jesus, speaking in Luke chapter 18, he had talked about prayer, and then he got to a point, verse 8, he says, I tell you the truth, he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Faith will be an issue of contention in the last days. And he's saying, when he comes, would he find faith on the earth? So faith is so important in our walk with God, having faith in God, having the faith of God, walking in what God has for us. And this month, we'll go through it, take my time, step by step. Last year, I talked about faith, and I did my best. And after getting to the end of the series, one person said, I hear what you are saying, but I can't seem to get it. I need to grow up to catch up with what you are saying. Well, you have the scriptures, but I need to get it. When you learn about faith and you get it, your life will never be the same. So let's go to the classic text of the Hall of Fame. I call it the Hall of Fame of Faith in Hebrews chapter 11. Let's start from verse 1. Thank you, Lord. To be successful in the Christian walk, number one, you have to know what faith is. And then number two, once you know what faith is, you have to know how it comes. And then once you know how it comes, you have to know how to release it. You can have money in your pocket, but you have to put that money in circulation for it to do anything for you. So it's so important for us to realize that. But this morning we'll focus on, why do we even need faith? What is the value? What is the worth of it? And then we'll get into what it is, and then we'll go as far as God will have us go, or as far as we possibly can. But Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible." It's so important. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. And then when you get to verse 6, it's so important. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Without faith, there are some things that are impossible. It is impossible to please God. It is impossible to please God without faith. So if it is impossible to please God without faith, and God doesn't place in our hands the means by which faith can be produced, then we can question his justice. But thanks be to God, he has provided a way by which faith can be produced. And so if we don't have faith, then it's our fault and not God's. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are in for a treat this morning. I'm already happy. It's one of my favorite subjects in the Bible. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. See, he gives us God's definition of faith. Faith is the substance. It is a tangible spiritual force. It is the substance of things hoped for. He says, verse 3 says, by it, he says that by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Everything that we see that was created by God was created through faith. We understand by faith that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. That means that he made it out of invisible material, which is faith. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And for by it the elders obtained a good report. If you see a good report in our lives as well, it has to go through that same channel. In the beginning, there was nothing on the earth. The Bible says in Genesis 1 that the earth was without form and void. And by faith, God said it was good. That was the process by which he created the world. He spoke it into existence. And that spiritual substance, which is faith, created everything that you and I see. In the same way, anything good that we will ever see in our lives, anything good that we'll see in our lives will have to come through that same substance of faith. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. So important. What it is also, and faith is our an expression of our confidence in God and in His Word. Our confidence in God and in His Word. Notice Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. Thank you, Lord, and 36. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 and 36. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I will take my time. I'll do my best. Everyone will get it. He says, therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. For you have endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. We have need. We do not cast away your confidence or your faith in God. When we have confidence in God and in His Word, we will stand. We will stand. We believe God and we believe His Word. What is faith? Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. Oh, my Lord and my God, are you ready for this? He says, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. How many of us are born of God this morning? Oh, I believe I am. For whosoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory, notice, that has, not going to, that has overcome the world, our faith. Everyone that is born of God is meant to be a world overcomer. It's meant to overcome. That is God's plan. That is God's purpose. That is God's destiny. That is God's plan for our life. Jesus said in John chapter 16, towards the last verse, He says, in this world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. In this world, we are faced with tests, we are faced with trials, we are faced with different things, but thank God, if you are born again, whosoever is born of God overcomes the world. This morning, no matter where you are or where you may be in, I have come to announce to you by the word of the Lord that your faith in God, your faith in His Word, you exercising the faith that God has given you, nothing in this world will be able to overcome you. Amen. If you believe that, say amen this morning. Amen. Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Faith can turn any circumstance. Faith can turn anything around. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Faith is the victory. Not a victory. It is the victory. Every victory in life that we'll experience will come through the way of faith. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What is faith? Why is it important? You have to realize also that faith is our foundation. Is the foundation of our Christian walk. And in Psalm chapter 11, verse 3, he talks about the fact that if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? What can the righteous do? And notice what he also says in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. He says, but also for this very reason, I notice this phrase, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. To virtue, knowledge. To knowledge, self-control. to self-control, perseverance, to perseverance, godliness, to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. But he says, add to your faith. Faith is the foundation. Then you add all these other things to it. Do you see that? Add to your faith. But he says, giving all diligence. Everyone must put their diligence in. Add to your faith. Faith is the foundation. Faith is the platform on which we build our Christian walk, on which we build. He says, add to your faith all these things. And then he goes on to say in verse 8, for if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But faith is the foundation. And then notice all earlier on in the same first, in the right where we are, he's starting in verse 1. Faith is also how we receive our inheritance. Simon Peter, a bond servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of God, of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Notice this phrase, verse 3. As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who has called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Then he goes on to say, but for this very reason, give all diligence. But you see, God has given to us everything that pertains to life and godliness. It has already been released. God in his grace has already given it to us. But it takes faith to access everything that God has provided for us. Notice again, they're saying, it's repeated again in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, repeating it in slightly different words. He says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. We are already blessed with them. But it's in heavenly places. And I reason it out this way. Heavenly places, that's mighty way off. I need the blessings down here. From Monday to Saturday. And every day of my life. Heavenly places, that's I thank God they are out there. How do I make the transfer for the things that belong to me in Christ Jesus? He's blessed us with every spiritual blessing there is, exceedingly great and precious promises, that we might be partakers of the divine nature. Oh, he has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Wow. Everything. But notice, talking about Sarah, I like that phrase that he used. Let's go back to Hebrews chapter 11. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Let's go back to Hebrews chapter 11. We'll see something there. Hebrews 11, 11. Thank you, Lord. Hebrews 11, 11. He says, by faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. By faith, Sarah received. By faith, Sarah received. By faith, Sarah received. By faith, Sarah received. By faith, put your name there, I receive. Ha. Glory be to the name of the Lord. God's plan for their life, that they will be fruitful and multiply. But they weren't giving birth to children. By faith, Sarah received. Oh, the blessing already belonged to them. But by faith, the blessing has already been released. God's plan and what God has for us, he's already blessed us with them. But by faith, faith takes hold of it. Faith takes hold of it. By faith, we receive. See, thank you, Lord Jesus. I've preached myself happy this morning. Thank you, Lord. She bore a child when she was past the age because she judged him faithful who had promised. When we see, somehow we are wired to where once we know the value of something, once we know what it is, then we go after it. She had gone past the age, but she judged him faithful. I like that. Who had promised? She judged him faithful. In the mighty name of Jesus, this morning, by the word of the Lord, no matter what is in your life that seems impossible, that seems that sometimes it may have taken too long, that seems that it will never happen, in the mighty name of Jesus, as the word of God is going forth this morning, by faith, receive in the mighty name of Jesus. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So faith is so important. Faith is so important. You see, the truth of the matter is that there is a good in Ephesians chapter 6, there's a phrase in there. Faith is above all. Ephesians chapter 6, he was talking about the armor of God. Ephesians chapter 6, let's go there. Ephesians chapter 6, I want us to see the value of it. Verse 16 says, above all, taking the shield of faith with which you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. It's tangible from a spiritual standpoint. But he's saying it's above all. Then in another place, he told Timothy that fight the good fight of faith. That is the only fight that he tells us to fight. Fight the good fight of faith. You see, the things that God has given us, they are enemies to faith along the way. And we'll look at it in a later lesson. But the thing that you have to realize, I like this illustration in Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 24. Thank you, Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 24. Clearly, the Bible states here, he told them, rise, take your journey, and cross over the river Arnon. Look, I have given into your hand Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon and his land. Begin to possess it and engage him in battle. It's a clear illustration of what we are talking about here. The land already belonged to them. God says, I have given, not I'm going to. I've given you the king and his land. But he says that begin to possess it. Faith possesses. Faith takes hold and engage him in battle. Oh, that is why he says, fight the good fight of faith. The enemy will endeavor to tell you that what God has made available to you, I am going to contend with you. I am going to engage with you in battle to see that you don't possess it, to see that you don't take delivery of it in your everyday life, but you rise up in the strength of God and begin to rise up and engage and take the word of God. Like Sarah, you judge him faithful who has promised. Amen. And possess what is yours, what God has made available to you in redemption, what God has made available and what belongs to you in the name of Jesus. They had to do the possessing of the land and the king. They are to engage in him in battle. We are the same way. We have to fight the good fight of faith and receive all that God has for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You see, what is the worth, the value of this faith? Notice, put these two verses together. Matthew chapter 9. Verse 23, what is the value? Number one, what is the value? Faith makes us operate and like God does. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Thank you, Lord. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Mark 9, 23. This was a man who had brought his child to Jesus. He had brought the child to Jesus, to the disciples, to deliver the child, and the disciples couldn't do anything about it. And so he said, starting from verse 22, and often he has thrown him both into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Remember who believes. Remember Hebrews 11:6. He that comes to God without faith, it is impossible to please God. He that comes to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And he says that if you can't believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Look at any circumstance in your life, oh, and point to that circumstance, point to that situation, and you can say, if I can believe, all things are possible. But if you put that together with what he says in Mark chapter 10, verse 27, Mark chapter 10, verse 27, Jesus looked at them and said, with men it is impossible. But not with God. I like that. But for with God, all things are possible. So if all things are possible with God, and if all things are possible to him that believe, that means that when you believe, you enter a very serious arena. With God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. All things are possible to him who believes. Nothing is impossible. No matter what it is, everything, when we believe the word of God, when we believe God and believe his word and speak in accordance with his word, nothing is impossible. Nothing. In John chapter 11, Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. He was in the grave. But when Jesus Christ came on the scene, he said, repeated again in similar words, if you can believe, you will see the glory of God. If you can believe, you will see the glory of God. When he got there confidently. In verse 39, Jesus said, John 11:39, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, Lord, by this time there is the stench, for he has been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, did I not say to you, if you will believe, you will see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And I know that you always hear me. But because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me. Now when he has said these things, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. If you will believe, you will see the glory of God. Martha says, there is a stench. He has been dead for 4 days. Jesus responded and said, if you will believe, you will see the glory of God. This morning in your life, no matter what seems dead that is supposed to be alive, no matter the circumstances of your life that seems impossible, in the mighty name of Jesus, I speak the word of God into that circumstance that it comes alive. In the mighty name of Jesus, if it is in your body, I speak healing and God's health into your body right now. Receive that healing into your body, even as the word of God goes forth in Jesus' mighty name. If he raised the dead after 4 days, your body that has started in the death process with sickness in the mighty name of Jesus, you will see the glory of God right now, beginning this morning, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. May he heal you from the crown of your head to the sole of your foot in Jesus' mighty name. May he touch that circumstance of your life that seems dead, that seems impossible, that seems that it will never end. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray that my God, may he turn it around in Jesus' mighty name. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Oh, glory. If you will believe, you will see the glory of God. is believing God's word and putting, believing what God said and speaking in line with his word. Jesus already knew that it was the will of the Father to raise Lazarus from the dead. He had already talked to the Father about it. And he knew this is the victory that overcomes the world. This is the victory that overcomes in the face of contrary circumstance, in the face, when things are staring at you in the face. That says, Isaiah Psalm 115 verse 2, he says, why should the Gentiles say, where is their God? Sometimes the circumstances of life stare at you in the face and they are questioning at you and saying, where is your God? Oh, but in the face of it, you can look up to your God. You can look up to that circumstances and say, I have a God, the God that delivered me in the past, the God that brought me into this salvation, into this deliverance. He will help me again one more time. He will deliver me in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Glory be to the name of the Lord. There is no irreversible case with God. I know that by experience. And by his word and by experience. There is no irreversible case with God. No irreversible case with God. Every situation can be turned around. Well, I mean, we've had so many testimonies in our lives as a family. At some point they said our second son couldn't walk. When he was born very early as a child, he couldn't walk. I mean, he has an issue in his hip and he wouldn't be able to walk again. We said, no, that's not what the Bible says. What do you do when you receive a doctor's report that is contrary to what God's word says? We went to God about it. And we spoke in line with God's word. And in a number of days, when they tested him again, they said that condition is gone from his leg to the glory of God. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Every time I say that, he does that when he's around. Notice, my good friend, I like this, my friend, in Isaiah chapter 37, Hezekiah, he had a king come against him. And this king said, was taunting him. Never underestimate who our God is. This king was taunting Hezekiah and saying, we are going to take over your city. We have come to take you over and your people. I'm paraphrasing it now. We have come to take you over. When who is the God that you are placing your confidence in that can deliver you? That God was not able to deliver any of the other nations out of our hands. Who do you think placing your confidence and your trust in God? But notice what God said. My. In Isaiah chapter 37, verse 33, the word of the Lord came. He says, therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come into this city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with shield, nor build a siege mount against it. By the way that he came, by the same way shall he return. And he shall not come into this city, says the Lord. For I will defend this city to save it for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. This king was had come against Hezekiah. He didn't have anywhere to turn to, but thank God he knew to turn to his God. Oh, this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus, no matter what you are faced with, that seems to ask you, where is your God? In the mighty name of Jesus, by the same way that they came, by the same way they will return. And in the mighty name of Jesus, I see you walking in your liberty. I see you walking in your freedom. I see my God intervening on your behalf and working on your behalf. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He was delivered. And if you notice, verse 38, verse 37 says, so Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed and went his way, returned home and remained at Nineveh. Verse 38, now it came to pass as he was worshiping in the house of Nisroch, his god, that his sons, Adrammelech and Shazar, struck him down with a sword, and they escaped into the land of Ararat. Then Esarhaddon, his son, reigned in his place. It wasn't even an enemy that took care of him. His own sons. This was the person that was a few days standing there and saying, where is your God? Oh, the enemies that you see today, in the mighty name of Jesus, may you not see them again and forever. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There are so many directions I can go now. Lord, help me. I want to give it all out. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You see, the thing is, we also receive and experience divine protection and the presence of God when we believe God. Remember in Daniel chapter 3, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were thrown into the fire. They went there. Their confidence was in God. They said, King, we know you are a king. We know you have authority. We know you can go to a certain extent. The king said, heat the fire seven times. He had made an image and said, these people should bow down to it. These people said, we are not going to bow. We refuse to bow down to the God that you have set up. We will serve our God. And in case, even if he doesn't deliver us, we are committed to serving our God. Amen. We are committed to staying to serving our Father and our God. They went in there, and the king said, what's happening? There's somebody else in the fire. Like the Son of Man. There is a fourth man in the fire. I have a message, I call it the fourth man. One day of these days, I'll preach it. If you don't bow, you will not burn. If you refuse to bow to the enemy, you will not burn. If you stay committed to God and to your faith in God, the Bible said that the fire, not when they came out, how can you go into fire and come out without even the smell of smoke on you? Not even the smell of smoke. They came out victoriously. They came out victoriously. Same for Daniel. The king said, don't serve your God. Nobody should pray to any other God for 30 days. He said, forget that. There is no way I can go for 30 days and not talk to my God. It's not going to happen. There is no way it will happen. Sometimes we talk about persecution. You have not seen persecution yet. He went and opened his windows and prayed before his God three times like he was used to. And when they threw him into the fire, my Lord and my God, the lion, God sent, it says, angel and shut the mouth of the lions. Lions are very hungry. When they see human beings, it's meal time. Oh, but I like what the king said. And he came in the morning. Daniel, is the Lord your God whom you serve continually? Has he delivered you? He said, O king, I am here, I am not dead, and I'm not going to die today. My God has sent his angel and has delivered me from the mouth of the lion. In the mighty name of Jesus, this morning I see God, as you place your trust, your confidence in him, I see God delivering you from the circumstances of your life that sometimes threaten even to take away your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, everything that in your life that is contrary to God's word, in Jesus' mighty name, I see you walking in victory as you place your trust in God and in his word and speak in accordance with what he has said. If you believe that, shout aloud, amen. Amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Get excited about God's word. That's when it works. Notice how he described them in Hebrews chapter 11. The Hall of Fame of Faith, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 33. Thank you, Lord. My, where did the time go? We'll do good. Hebrews chapter 11, Verse 33, he says, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions. That's how they did it. Quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. They stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There are so many characteristics, and we'll dig into it as we keep going on in this lesson. But there's one very important characteristic of this faith. This faith that we are talking about obeys God. Faith always obeys God. Faith always obeys God. Notice we were there earlier. Go to chapter verse 18. Faith always obeys God. Faith always obeys God. Notice he says, thank you, Lord Jesus. By faith, when he was, Hebrews 11, 17, by faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises, offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, in Isaac your seed shall be called, concluding that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from whom he also received him in a figurative sense. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. By faith, Abraham obeyed. By faith, Abraham obeyed. This faith always obeys God. We always desire and want to please God. We want to do what God tells us. We want to please him in every way. We want to please him in every way. Whatever he tells us to do, we do it. You see, that is where the miracles are. That is where the miracles are. Faith always has corresponding actions to go with it for us to see what God has planned for our lives. It's so important. When God says something to us, he wants us to obey him as best as we know how. As best as we know how. Faith always obeys God. So important. By faith, Abraham obeyed God, accounting that God was able to raise him up. He judged him faithful, like Isaac, like Sarah, who had promised. Notice what he says in James chapter 2, verse 18. James chapter 2, verse 18. Faith always has corresponding actions to go with it. If you say we believe God and his word, we are willing to act on what he says. I like it in Weymouth's translation. Best, he says that, now someone will say, talking about Abraham as well, you have faith and I have actions. Prove to me your faith apart from corresponding actions, the King James or New King James works. And I will prove mine to you by my actions. You believe that God is one, and you are quite right. Evil spirits also believe this and shudder. But you know that the devil, evil spirits, believe in God, but it hasn't changed anything, and it won't change them forever. Think about it. They will never get saved. If you say you have faith, then verse 17 says, so also faith, in this translation, if it is unaccompanied by obedience, has no life in it so long as it stands alone. That's right. Faith must always have corresponding actions to go with it. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 2, and this account also in James was talking about Abraham as well. But in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 2, he says, Genesis 12, thank you, Lord. Genesis chapter 12, he says, now the Lord said to Abraham, get out of your country, from your family and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. Verse 4 says, so Abraham departed. That is his corresponding action, showing that he believes God. He gets on the road. Where are you going, Abraham? I don't know. God will show me as I go. I trust him to follow him. I trust him to obey his word. I trust him that he will bring his word to pass in my life. Faith without corresponding action is dead, being alone. If you say you have faith, put corresponding action to it. In Luke chapter 5, Jesus used Peter's boat to preach. And after he finished preaching, he said, cast your net into the deep for a harvest, for a big harvest. Peter said, we have toiled all night. We haven't had anything to show for our effort. We don't have anything to show for our effort. We fish at night. When we get a lot of bumper fish, we don't have anything to show. But at your word, that should be our attitude. At your word, I will let down the net. He did. And a miracle was the result. So important in the life of it. What if he hadn't done it? You won't see nothing. Nothing. And in John chapter 2, verse 5, when they ran, that was the first miracle that Jesus Christ did. When they ran out of wine at a wedding, Jesus, the mother of Jesus, said to them, whatever he says to you, do it. 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 That is the key to seeing God's power and God's miracles in our life. Whatever he says to you, do it. Jesus, we need, they said, fill these water pots with water. Jesus, what we need is wine and not water. They can stand there and argue from now for a very long time. If they don't obey that instruction, nothing will happen. Faith always obeys the word of God. And then my good friend, there's a certain man in John chapter 9, verse 7. I'm going through the John chapter 9. Jesus told him, go and wash in the pool of Siloam, and you will come back seeing. A blind person. If you sit down and analyze it, how is a blind person going to get to Siloam? He has to find his way to go there. Jesus, can't you see? He put clay, mixed it with saliva, and put it on his eyes. Go and wash in the pool of Siloam. He has to find his way there. If on the way, the history says that a young man was leading him. If on the way he gets to a certain pool on the side and goes and washes in there, nothing will happen. Faith always obeys God. And when we obey God and his word, then we see his miracles at work in our lives. Hallelujah. Let's share something with you. And then we'll wrap up. In 2006, when we got married, I'll share a little bit of our story. 3 months after we got married, and before that, I knew that God will lead me to a country other than where I was born to go and do his work. And when we got married, there were several prophecies as well to confirm what God had said. 3 months later, we were on the plane to this place. We gave all our wedding possessions away and came here in obedience to God. And when we came, we say it humorously, we came with 2 suitcases and $1,000. And when we moved into the apartment that we were, the first night, they put us on the lower floor, and the place flooded, and so they said they were going to move us to the next floor. And when the people came to pick up our items, they said, when you move, you have boxes, you have beds, you have all these things. Where are the things that? what are we moving?" Oh, glory be to the name of the Lord. what are we here to move? There's nothing to move. So they moved us to the third floor. Within 3 months, somebody gave us a car. It wasn't a limousine, but it was a car. It could take us from A to B. And God began to open doors for us to minister his word. Sometimes we preach in Korean churches, different churches. And later on, he led us to plant a church. As we said, no, this is But by faith, we knew we were walking by faith. We obeyed. And today, thank you, Lord Jesus. Help me. Today, after several years, I can testify with my good friend, Jacob, when he had left his land. And in Genesis chapter 32, verse 9 and 10, notice the testimony of Jacob. Genesis chapter 32, verse 9 to 10. I'm saying this to encourage all of us. No matter where you are, if we will follow God faithfully and serve him faithfully, he has a plan. He said, then Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, the Lord who said to me, return to your country and to your family, and I will deal well with you. I'm not worthy of the least of all the mercies, of all the truth which you have shown your servant. For I crossed over this Jordan with my staff, and now I have become two companies. We started out, like I said, with two suitcases and $1,000. You are going to a foreign land. All you know is that God has sent you there. It doesn't add up. But today, I can identify, and I'm not there yet. But we are on the road. In our own personal lives, we don't have any debt. Amen. To the glory of God. Amen. Not on a house, not on a car, anything. Glory to God. Amen. Nothing. Don't owe anybody a dime.
Praise
to
God.
To the glory of God. Hallelujah. And to add to that, before someone starts thinking that you are taking church money, not with an income, we're not the two of us, not taking an income from this church ever before, to the glory of God. That is what God, so. We just love doing this, I tell you. That is the reason why I do this. We don't have to. But we get to. Because we trust God. And we want to bless the people of God and take this message of the gospel to as many nations, to as many people that we can. Beyond this city and beyond. I can assure you, no matter where you are in life right now, by faith, God can take you from one level to another level. He can take you from where you are to where you are supposed to be. The circumstances of your life today notwithstanding, as you believe the word of God, as you trust the word of God, as you believe God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I speak his word over your life that I see you going to the next level that he has for your life. If you believe that, say a loud amen this morning. If you believe that, say a loud amen this morning. If you believe that, say a loud amen. Shout it out loud. I am going to the next level that God has for my life. Every circumstance in my life that is contrary to God's word, in the mighty name of Jesus, I speak to that circumstance. Get out of my life. In Jesus' name, this is the victory that has overcome the world. Even my faith, I am a victor. I am not a failure. I am above. I am not beneath. I am the healed and not the sick. In the mighty name of Jesus, lift up your voice and give him praise and glory this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's rise to our feet. In the name of Jesus this morning. Lazarus has been dead for 4 days. This morning, talk to God. No matter the circumstance of your life, that seems impossible. And let's prepare our hearts to receive communion. In our family, when it gets to the hard place, we go to the communion table. Let's raise our hands this morning to God. Go to God. Ma, 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 ma. God's presence is here. I don't know what you may be faced with, what you have to deal with, but I know a God who can turn your circumstance around. I know a God who is faithful. I can testify to his faithfulness. Lift up your voice this morning and talk to God. Lift up your voice this morning and talk to God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, David got to that battlefield. Goliath was saying to the children of God, you bring it on. Oh, if we defeat you, you will serve us. If we defeat you, you will serve us. David said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that keeps making noise against the God of Israel? I will cut off his head this today and feed him to the birds of the air. In the mighty name of Jesus, lift up your voice to God. Lift up your voice to God. If you need healing in your body, receive his healing. In your family, I see those kids that have run away coming back home. Those prodigals are coming back home. In your business, in the name of Jesus, I see it being turned around. In your family, in the mighty name of Jesus, we serve a good God. We serve a good God. That job situation, God will turn it around. In the mighty name of Jesus, talk to God. By faith, they subdue kingdoms. By faith, you can subdue this morning. By faith in God, you can subdue this morning. By faith, you can subdue this morning. By faith, you can subdue this morning. By faith, you can overcome this morning. My Lord and my God, lift up your voice. 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 I see a turnaround. 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 This is your day. This is your morning. You are not leaving this place the same. There is a deposit that God has for you this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Ratos kapaliatosaha. In the mighty name of Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. My Lord and my God. 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 My, his presence is here. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. May the last defeat you saw in your life be the last one that you ever see. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Take all the glory. Take all the honor. How can you, may you experience wholeness. I pray 1 Thessalonians 5:23 over your hearts this morning. May you experience wholeness, spirit, soul, and body in every area of your life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord.
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. We will love to equip you in daily walk, so sign up for daily devotionals and encouragement at www.wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535 or write us at P.O. Box 15883, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80935.